only thing we have to fear.
The economic health of this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
The lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Grow the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Happy New Year! Happy 2014. Yes. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most-respected money show on radio. I'm Teddy Parrish, and I'm joined today by Ben Kroll and Troy Harmon, both high-powered individuals with CFAs, CPAs, all that good stuff.
And Ben's got a CPA anyway.
Yeah.
I think all of us have the CFA designation.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Common link there.
Amazing enough, right?
Yeah, this is our first show for 2014, guys, and you know, if we can be heard all over Georgia now. We're syndicated in Macon, Columbus, Dalton, Augusta, and Savannah. I just wanted to mention that. So
Soperton, do we have Soperton?
I'm sure we have Soperton covered down there. Maybe it's within the within the Macon
Teddy,
realm.
Teddy thought we were going to talk about the land of the trembling earth. We threw it on.
Hey, the waves. You know, they reach folks and. You know,
all right.
So
it's the high point. It's the high point of Georgia anyway, so we can catch every radio station
right,
in the southeast.
Right? Yes, that's
there.
That's
we go.
Totally right. But you know, I guess we normally start out talking about what happened in the market the previous week. This is our first live show. Well, not live, but first show recorded in 2014, and you know, the year ended with not very much news from an economic perspective.
Except Kevin hitting new highs right at the end, right? How many new highs did we have last year on the Dow? Something like 50
right
something,
yeah,
or
a lot,
yeah,
over
50,
40.
52.
Wasn't
it?
So, yeah. Yeah.
There we go. Good stuff. And for the year, the S&P 500, which is what we watched the closest when you consider dividend, the total return, everything, 32.38%
awesome
on the year. That is an awesome return. We had mid caps. It actually, you know, mid cap actually barely beat the S&P 500, which is pretty unusual at about 33.5%, and then small cap blew them all away, 41%. That's good stuff right
that's
there.
Not bad.
Really good
for
stuff.
Domestic markets. Yep.
Good year, had PE expansion, had modest earnings growth, but you know, and we'll talk about it in one of these segments, probably the last segment. But you know, next year, I mean, this year, is actually looking pretty good.
Right.
So we'll talk about the things that we think look good.
Yeah, even the old stodgy Dow stocks got in the game at 29.65% gain in 2013. And NASDAQ was up about like the small caps, 40.5 or 40.1, I think it was. And the IFA, our international
stocks.
Doing pretty well.
They did all right, 23.5%. So all things considered.
And they're looking good for this year.
Yep.
And, you know, a few things we're going to talk about in this show to keep you tuned in. We got a question about old tech versus new tech.
Yep.
And, you know, talk about those old stodgy Dow stocks.
Versus
we'll
some
take
of
them
those
out back and going to shoot them in the head.
Versus some of those new IPOs we've seen lately, right?
Right, all the tech wonders.
But some of the standard things that we talk about, chain store sales snapshot last week for last week. Showed sales rising 1%.
Yep, relative to the previous year, yeah.
So overall Christmas season, how did it come out, guys?
I think it's still a little bit soon to say, but it was a decent Christmas retail season. The one thing that obviously was out there is we saw UPS stumble a bit, but I think it's because nobody expected a 15% increase in
traffic.
In volume based on electronic buyers.
Right.
Yeah. So that was a big change, and I think we'll probably continue to see that.
So is UPS going to be able to get over that?
Of
that
course.
Bad publicity in short order?
It's not like an oil spill.
Yeah, they seem confident enough that they raised their prices, so I guess we'll have to go with that.
That is a vote of confidence on their part, I guess.
Yeah.
And the home price index continues to be resilient.
Yeah,
As reported by the Case-Shiller.
So what were we year over year? How much?
It's 13.6%.
Yeah. 13.
That's the 10 city. from
okay.
Holland.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Twin Cities at
13.6 as well. Yeah. They're both about the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at, you know, the seasonally adjusted, they're up about 1%, 1.1%. respectively. So all things considered, we still have some new housing going on.
Yeah, and Barron's has a good piece this week that lays out the case for U.S. housing this year and 2 or 3 years down the line. And I think it's an interesting read for anybody out there listening.
So
yeah.
The
check it out.
Slight increase in interest rates we've seen. No, don't think it's going to have a big material impact on the real estate market going forward.
Short term it has, but I mean, we're still at all-time lows and near all-time lows in interest rates for mortgages. So, you know, as it changes coming off the bottom, yes, it has slowed the market some for mortgages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's still a great time to buy a house.
It's the affordability levels are still near 40-year lows.
Right.
Yeah. So. And inventory levels on the new housing are really low. So probably going to see more price increase in that regard.
Yep.
Conference Board and the consumer confidence number last week, 78, which is a pretty big number.
Yeah, up 6 points. Consumers still kicking. Seems like their confidence is growing. So
a wealth effect.
Right.
You know, stock market up 30% helps, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does, absolutely.
Higher taxes doesn't, but I guess we got over that hurdle, didn't we? I guess we'll get over it again.
We're a year beyond that 2% increase, right?
Yeah.
Had a decline in jobless rates. 2,000 claims fell 2,000 to 339, and that was better than expected as well. The declines.
Okay, so are they going to report the payroll numbers tomorrow, or is it pushed back a week because of the holiday?
Teddy, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
You generally get the numbers. In the first week, so I think we'll probably get them.
Anything close to 200,000,
right?
And it's going to be off to the races again.
Yeah,
you know, the Fed's already announced they're going to taper, so
So overall unemployment rate right now is about 7. Is that right?
7%.
Yeah,
of course the participation rate has dropped.
Yeah, you will.
So. Right.
But manufacturing continues to do well.
Yeah, pull back just a little bit. But it's still, you know, most of the pullback was due to inventory. So. You're going to see there's huge expectations anyway that you're going to see manufacturing kick back up in the first part of the year.
Yeah.
So overall, the economic news was positive, although there was very little of it this past week or so because of the holidays. We did get a few pieces of specific news. Cal-Maine Foods says that they're making all these specialty eggs. I thought an egg was an egg. Somebody please educate.
Depends on what you feed that chicken, I guess.
And they had margin expansion.
Right.
Which hopefully is the case for a lot more companies going forward. They actually saw their prices, their input costs drop 14%.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty amazing.
That's huge.
They said that the specialty eggs actually accounted for 24% of the total egg sales revenue. So that's big news. And if you're wondering what we're talking about, Eggland's Best, where they don't they have some special process that makes sure they don't have salmonella or something like that in the eggs?
Uh-huh.
So that's your specialty egg. It's exciting stuff, guys.
And free range bird egg and that kind of thing.
A trend that's continuing and probably going to ramp up M&A news. I mean, three stories this week, or two.
Yeah.
Blackstone is going to buy Crocs.
Yeah, the shoemaker.
Part of Crocs.
Yeah.
And Fiat. Italian, right?
Yeah.
Buying, Chrysler. The rest of Chrysler that they don't own.
Exactly.
And also, the week before, Carlisle's going to buy blood testing unit of J&J, and Textron's buying Beechcraft.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's a good sign of a healthy market when you start seeing mergers and acquisitions like that. And something that we watch for a lot, when you have that kind of news, it's usually, everybody's wringing their hands. Well, where the market's up so big, well, the big guys sure don't seem to worry.
They're
about
putting
it.
That cash to use, and most of it's to expand their capacity.
Right.
And to go into new services. So, I mean, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, IPOs, on the other hand. One can make the argument that they're selling out at the top.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
a great time to come to market.
It was a great year, guys. Commodities didn't fare so well, which we'll talk a little bit about in the segment coming up.
Yep.
But it's good for the long-term stock investor. Bonds, not so much.
Yeah.
We finally saw some money move from bonds to stocks.
Yeah, the second half of the year.
Yeah, and, sure, and that's good, and that increases investor conviction. And that's what we need.
It gives us forward. The opportunity to lock in some higher yields as well. If you're if you do have those spending needs, I know we talk about the 10-year rule around here, and you want to get a reasonable return on your fixed income money, and we're getting closer.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll stop here for a quick break, guys. When we come back, look out! It's going to be an exciting show. First show of 2014. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.